When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train. Centuries ago, when army commanders returned victorious, they often entered their home city with pride and pomp and a display of the spoils of victory. Among these would be captives from the ranks of the defeated. Scripture declares Jesus the Lord of hosts, the commander of the vast angel armies. But in the greatest battles ever fought, the angels could only look on. When Jesus took on the forces of evil, when he went up against sin, death, and Satan for us, Christ did it as one of us, and he took the field alone. On Calvary's cross, no mere man could have won the day, nor any angel. Only the Son of God become the Son of Man as well. And when he did, his return from death was a public declaration of that, his bodily return to heaven, a victory march. Only this time, the captives are not some poor souls consigned to slavery, but rather the worst slavers of mankind, namely sin, death, and Satan.